get into it. Say we are members. You know, as in the joy for me, it abounds in many directions, but because of the focus of our teaching today and last month, like I've been emphasizing, everybody supplies. Everybody. Sometimes you come, you think it's just a hug, go give it. When you hear the fullness of it, be like, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. How many people are encouraged to supply? Yes. Hallelujah. Always. Praise God. Always. That's who we are. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we believe and receive wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. We are edified and your name is glorified. Amen. Praise God. We are on a teaching that we have titled Ecclesia. That's the supernatural family. Ecclesia is a Greek word that means church, the called out ones. That's the word, the called out ones. We are looking at Ecclesia, the called out one, the church. Right? And we started off last week by saying that the church, all the called out people, are called out from darkness into God's kingdom. So when we talk about church, we are talking about God's kingdom, God's family, and you are a member. Can we get a believing amen? Amen. And you see it here, we started off this teaching from Matthew 16, verse 18. And I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. I will build my church. My is a possessive word to say he owns the church. Who owns the church? Christ. It's the church of Christ. Praise the Lord. He says there is something we must know about the church of Christ. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And we said that means when the resurrection will happen, the devil and his cohorts cannot stop it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We also said from Ephesians chapter 2, when you start to read Ephesians chapter 2 and you get two words, verse 18. It says, for through him we both have what? Access by one spirit unto the Father. Verse 19. Now therefore you are no longer, I want you to be there, you are no more strangers, I mean foreigners, but fellow citizens. See, I'm a fellow citizen. Come on, I'm a fellow citizen. With the saints. Did you see that? I am a citizen with the saints. Ephesians 2:19. I'm a what? Citizen. Are you an outcast? Are you an outcast? No. You are a citizen with all the saints. Say, I am a citizen with all the saints. That is why you need to understand that. For example, you see, look at Sister Simi. Sister Simi is a citizen of, no wait, I'm talking about nationality. Sister Simi is a citizen of where? The United Kingdom. So she's an idealized description of a Briton. Amen. It means, if we want to know how Britons talk, who do we look at? Sister Simi. How they walk? How do we look? Who do we look at? How they dress? Who do we look at? Uncle John. Okay, no, let's continue. Amen. What I'm saying is, She is a citizen of a kingdom. In that kingdom, right? So, for example, if they said something was available to citizens, will we find Sister Simi there? Yes. Would she have the characteristics of that kingdom? Yes. How did she become a citizen? Let's see it this way. She became a citizen by birth. Wherever they are calling British citizens, she should not be ashamed. She turns up there. What gives her the right to turn up there? She is a citizen by birth. Hallelujah. Church, hallelujah. In the local church, you have citizens of the kingdom of God. And in that kingdom, you have your brothers. Praise God. That's why it tells you in verse 19, fellow citizens with the saints. To tell you that when it comes to Christianity, it's not a one-man band. And I like how God is showing us, because like we've said, people, you hear people, I'm sure you most likely think that, these kind of things do not happen. People amongst us have strange and mighty things happening around them, but I want to believe they'll start saying it much more. They'll start coming out much more. Praise God. Yeah. Because there is this supernatural church. Meaning where people of the same family in the place where they supply. The move of God is there. Praise God. Praise God. Yeah. It says, but fellow citizens. So you understand that you are part of a family. Amen. You understand that what, let's put it this way, the answer is passport. What makes Sister Simi, answer is passport. You can't get it wrong. What makes Sister Simi a British citizen?
Passport.
That's the answer I wanted. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So, she's got a British citizen passport. She's a British citizen. What makes you a member of the body of Christ, spirit? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Spirit. So everyone that is born again, Romans 8 verse 9, everyone that is born again has the spirit.
That's it.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The point is, as long as you've got the spirit, you are in God's family. God is legally your father. And you actually have brothers. Praise God. Church, praise God. Look at it in verse 19, because the revelation I'm trying to bring to the forefront is that you are part of a house. You are part of a family. You are interconnected. You have the same thing. What do you have? The
spirit.
How will God supply your needs? Through the generosity of the spirit at work in your other brother. Praise God. He says the Lord shall supply your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 1, 18 and 19 tells us the riches in glory is in the saints. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We are going to use the example because we have it. What was the need of Sister Tammy? Boldness. Amen.
Amen.
Walking away from fear. How will the supply come? How did it came to the spirit, but physically, who did she mention? Human beings. How will God reach man? Man. Amen.
Amen.
That is why Psalm 68, he set the solitary in families. After setting the solitary in families, the next verse, he broke all their chains. Let me show you, because I showed you last week. Psalm 68. Psalm 68. Are you in Psalm 68? I want you to be there. He set the solitary in families, he breaks all their chains. Is there? He set the solitary in families. Psalm 68, verse 6. God set the solitary in where? Families. He bringeth out those which are bound with. How will he do it? He does it through the instrumentality of family members. That's God's perfect will. That is why we call it the supernatural. The supernatural of God is the church. It is when maybe the church is not functioning how the church will function. God created extra. Are you getting what I'm saying? Praise God. How are your needs met? By the law is the church. But the truth is, you will not see it happen if everyone is not supplying how they should supply. You know, Ibrahim Toniki was about to make a wrong business decision on Monday. And he came to church on Sunday. Do you know where I meant to pick it? There is a business you're about to do. It looks very, very lucrative. Don't go there. Amen. Church, amen. Amen. You know, okay, maybe nobody now told him. Then an angel has to come to his room at 3 a.m. The angel is not the norm. The most supernatural is the saint supplying. Sometimes angels have had to show up because men refuse to show. Amen. Amen. Church, amen. Amen. Church, amen. Amen. Yeah, this church is the supernatural. See, did I just say I'm against angels? No, I am saying there are times that the angelic, God's other operative ability show up because men fail to show up. Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yeah. Let me say it this way so you get what I'm saying. If Brother Victory was around where Jesus Christ was born and Herod was about to kill him, Jesus, what will God have done if Brother Victory was in the city? God will tell Victory, go and meet Joseph and tell Joseph, leave that place now. Amen. That is why God's will for your life is that you grow. Amen.
Amen.
That's why God's will for your life is that you walk in love. Amen. Because look at it. When God will want to talk to Paul or Saul after the Tarsus experience, when he was blind, who did God send to Paul of Tarsus? A man called Ananias went to him and ministered to him and said, you have seen in a vision. That the Lord, I have come to you to lay hands on you that your eyes may be opened. God's first option is who? Man. Amen. That is why you must be trained to function in the spirit. Praise God. That's why you're also trained to function in love. If everybody here was beefing each other, will we supply Sister Tammy? No. Amen. Amen. Because all envy, offense is a veil. Is a distraction. It's not about what who did to you. It's a veil. It's a distraction. Praise the Lord. Church, praise the Lord. Say, I am a member of a family. Okay, I am a member of a family. It's called the body of Christ. It's called the General Assembly. Hebrews chapter 12, quickly. This is not anything to do with what we are doing today, but... Let's do the background again. He says in verse 22, you have come to Mount Zion. Right? And I told you last week, that was where the Mount Zion is taken from a point of view of mountains in the Old Testament were typological of where you go and offer sacrifices and worship. So you have come to God's worship center. He calls it the city of the living God. I'm in 22. Hebrews 12, 22. The heavenly Jerusalem with innumerable company of angels to the General Assembly. What is the General Assembly? And that word and is the Greek word kai. It means I mean. The General Assembly, I mean Church of the Firstborn, which are written in heaven. So we are a people, I said it last week, we are a people not trying to make heaven, but to replicate heaven on the earth.
Yes.
Praise God. Church, praise God. The believer is not trying to make. The believer was born. He is a citizen. Believers are citizens. Amen. Praise God. Sister Simi, are you trying to be a citizen or are you a citizen? Do you talk the way you talk to be a citizen? Do you dress the way you dress to be a citizen? But is it maybe because you're a citizen you do some things like vote? Amen. So voting is not what makes her a citizen. She is voting because she is a... Are you understanding it? That's even the way we should understand holy living. Holy living is not what makes us citizens. We are citizens, so we live holy. That's it. Amen. Church, amen. Right? So, we are members of a body. It is called the Church of the Firstborn, which is called the Global Church. Then you are now part of a local. Where God put you. Praise God. And listen, like I said, God puts everyone there is a place. Tell your neighbor, there is a place for you. There's a place for you. Because there's a place for you. God is a God of purpose. He knows you're here. There's a place for you. And then you supply. Praise the Lord. So we now saw in 1 Corinthians. Why is the book of 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians very, very important? It shows practical issues that can happen among saints. If not dealt with, they will not know how to supply. Praise God. Hallelujah. Church, praise God. So, because of our time, we have to move into verse 11. Because we stopped at verse 10. It says, listen, I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you speak the same thing. There be no, 1 Corinthians 1, 10. There be no divisions. Are you in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10?
Yes.
Okay. Are you in verse 10 now?
Yes.
There be no divisions amongst you. What is the first cancel? There be no division. So what was happening in the church in Corinth? Division. Just from what you know about the Corinth church, did they operate in the gifts of the Spirit?
Yes.
But was there division? So can you... So the gift of the Spirit can be operational but can be abused. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But now, Paul is going into the practicals of the local church. We are a family. Listen to how Paul knew there was a division. So that you can get a sense of responsibility as a believer. Look at verse 11. You know, everybody sometimes always thinks that when it comes to local church, the Lord just opens the eye of the pastor or the deacons to know what's going on. The truth about it is that he does that because sometimes people are not operating the way they should operate. How did he know that something was happening in the church in Corinth? Is in verse 11. How did Paul know that there was trouble in Corinth? Did he say, you know, and that's why you must, if you don't love the supernatural church, you'll be moved by fables. You know, I can come and say, no, it was Stadiola that told me. I just say, something is telling me that Brother Tosin got a new job. It's a lie. You know, we must be at home with the supernatural church. The love walk, where which we are able to interact. Where which, do you know what? Where which something can be going on in someone's life, like we're going to see in this week. You go and discuss with the person. You are not getting the result. You go and tell the person's leader. Amen? And the person that is told, when they go and tell the leader, you don't get angry. You want to report me to pastor, right? Or you want to be coming to deacons or deek? Really? Amen? Say we're a supernatural family. I want to let you know that Chloe went to call. You know what it means to write Paul? Everything in 1 Corinthians, Chloe wrote it to Paul. You know they did not excommunicate Chloe from the church. They loud-mouthed. We know, is it Uncle John? He will tell. He will tell. He will tell. He will say everything. He saw me somewhere. He's not writing. Dear Pastor D. No. You should be happy that there is somebody that is so interested in your life. Let me tell you something. When you hear criticism from someone in your local church, don't first get angry. Amen? You know, we're in a country where people say it's my life. So because it's your life, the first time when you hear a criticism, the first thing you want to do is to be defensive. After defensive, you're offended. Say, that's not me. Say, that's not me. Someone comes to you and say, bro, Victory, you are gossiping. No? Don't go to Sister Victoria and say, don't mind Uncle John. He feels like he's the holiest of us all. He listened to what they say and ask, wait, am I gossiping? Then you now judge yourself. That thing that Brother Tosin knows, who told him? Me. That thing that Sadiq knows, who told him? Me. That one that Miss B knows, who told him? Me. Therefore, I must be gossiping. And then what should you do? You that you have said, I am gossiping.
Okay, I've acknowledged. You know, I'm telling you something that is difficult to the flesh, so you must understand supernatural family. The first time when if they say you are gossiping, you say, no, it's not true. You must be supernatural enough to say, okay, I might be gossiping. Is there something you know that you can use to help me? Because remember, God will supply help for you through the saints. That is why you are a risky believer not attending church. Hallelujah. Because God has deposited a lot on you to supply somebody, and you don't show up. Imagine that God has left everything that will ensure that Sister Temi does ministry in the hands of Dickin Tosin or Brother Victory or Sister Diola. Because you don't, this is, who is God looking up to? It's you. Sister Temi is praying. Sister Simi is praying. The answer of Sister Simi is with Dickin Sodiq. That's how God does it. Dickin Tosin, I say, I don't have anything. No, it is until you supply, you realize that you are the answer. Because it is supernatural family. The Bible says, in him are ye complete in Christ. Yes. So as a member of a body, you can hold us. As you should be able to be a believer. You are in trouble. You say, no, don't worry. The saints are praying for me. Somebody in the local church has picked it. Yes. I can bet on it. How do we know? We see it in the book of Acts. They captured Peter. After they released him, where did he go to? He went to the household of Mark. And he went to knock. He was. They will be praying for me there. Amen.
Amen.
Church, amen. Amen. That is why you are an integral part. If one hand of mine is cut, they'll call me amputated. Amen. Amen. You are an integral part. It's not just it's just like that. And the reason we take so lightly the local church, that's why we don't see God's power the way we ought to see it. So it first comes from the renewal of your mind. I am saying the first supernatural hub of God is his church. Hallelujah. Church, hallelujah. So, listen. So, he says, it had been, 1 Corinthians 1:11, it has been declared unto me unto me of you, my brethren. Of those, so it's not time to tell you that it's not only Chloe. Everybody in the house of Chloe jointly wrote me that letter. So tell me what's going on in the local church. Why? The believer that actually reports or tells the leader about another believer's misbehavior is expecting that there will be discipline and correction. Amen?
Amen.
Why did Chloe write to Paul? To gossip or to ensure that the local church is better for it? I'm trying to tell you, God did not reveal that there were people sleeping with each other in Corinth to Paul. A sister in the local church, a household, told him. In telling him, he wrote to correct. Praise God. So my question now is Sister Victoria's life our business?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Church, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at that's the point. It says they told me. It says there that there are contentions amongst you, and it tells them the contention. Meaning that we must be supernatural enough to say, Brother Victory called me to talk to me about Brother Uncle John. And said, Uncle John is spending lavishly. He said, Uncle John earns 3,000 and he spends 2,008 on what can he spend it on so that they don't say I'm not outspoken. Shoes. Don't say, no, that's his business. The person that owns the money, he's the one that dictates how he spends money. No! You talk to him the first time, we're going to see other. You talk to him the first time, the next month again, he buys another shoe that has rolling ball. It's okay. The next month again, you are now going to say, this matter is more than I. This man is a member of the body. If I leave him this way, he will not do right by God. He will not fulfill God's plan. So it is love. Let me help you well. Pray before you even tell pastor. It is love or his leader. It is love that will make you say, pastor, there's something I really need to tell you. Or Deacon Sodiq. That's why we have deacons. So you don't kill your pastor. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Deacon Sodiq. You think of those wearing fancy suits? It's to carry the burden. Praise God. The Bible says in the book of Exodus, Moses was put hand somewhere And they were fighting Amalekites downstairs. The Bible says Aaron and Hur were holding the hand of Moses, because it got to a point Moses was tired. Amen.
Amen.
I don't look like someone that gets tired. You think all this one that Brother Toby say, pray for pastor. You think I don't need it? You think, amen.
Amen.
So you go to the person. You talk to the person. The person is not changing, you pray. The person is not praying, you go to the next orb of leadership. I need you to help us talk to this person. Brother, Uncle John must not get angry. He mustn't. He must say, wow. They love me. They want, amen. That is why love is the undergirding functionality of the local church. Praise God. It tells the matter. Don't say, well, pastor, there's some. Just be praying for Uncle John. No, that's not how to talk. Uncle John is, he says they are fighting. That's why he said they are fighting in the church in Corinth. Some people say I am for Paul. Some people say I'm for Apollos. Some people say I'm for Peter. Pastor, in the church, there are three camps. Then that's why the book of Corinthians came up. Amen.
Amen.
Then what does Paul do? Amen. Paul now instructs the saints. You see it in 1 Corinthians 3. He tells them in 1 Corinthians 1 as well. He says, who am I? I'm a minister of God. Like Paul is a minister. Peter is a minister. Apollos is a minister. What is he doing? He is correcting the misbehavior of the local church. So when the local church is misbehaving publicly, I mean in the local church, we correct it from the altar publicly. Amen.
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 It's just look. In this church, they'll just be spilling my matter. You to stop having matters. Amen. You know, when you hear, when it looks like you come to church and it looks like the pastor read your mail, praise God. You know, before we used to say, he's the Holy Ghost. Oh, no, it's a brother that told me. Beat him. No, I am trying to say, you know, because sometimes you become a pastor, you're so afraid of the saints. You don't know. You can't even, no. Yeah, it was, Vicky told me you're gambling. And that's it. You should go back to him and say, thank you for having my back. Hey, don't do anything around but that victory. Oh, before you know it, leadership will happen. You are being carnal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a family. Why are they reporting Uncle John? He is a member. Listen. It might be one thing that is needed by Sister Victory is with Uncle John, but no Gucci shoes. You see the point? You see what I'm... So, my point is, you must come to the point that you see church as supernatural. Everybody. How many people? Everybody is important. That's the point. Everybody. I'm telling you, we can raise a dangerous set of people under God. Amen. Where which our number one law is love. You cannot break into this place. Amen. And where which correction is seen as love. I hear one of the things. Correction is what? It's love. Around us, correction is love. Nobody has any ulterior motive. Praise God.
Amen.
Let me even help the deacons and the people that lead council people. It may not sound like love, but I can assure you I'm their pastor. It is
love.
Have I helped you? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Don't have your house burning, meaning your life is in a state and you don't go and seek help. It's important. I need help. It's scriptural. You are being Christocentric, godly. You're a believer. We are in the day and age that people love to actually boast about what they have done for Jesus, but don't want to talk about the weaknesses they are facing in Jesus. When I mean weaknesses they are facing, Jesus is not the one that gave them the weakness, but because they are believers, they are having issues they are struggling with. Amen. Church, amen.
Amen.
You know, we are talking about what? The supernatural family. Amen. All right. So, we continue now. And so, we see that there is, what do we do when there are issues that arise in the church? Scriptures. Let us go to Matthew chapter 16. Don't say, because remember, love is the undergirding force and it affects everything that we do. Right? So, what do I do If I am in the local church and I realize that somebody has offended me. Look at Matthew 18, verse 15. Don't say, no, it doesn't happen. Don't even keep it under the rug. If a brother has offended you, it happens. God shows us the pattern. Jesus spoke about it. Jesus got the information from Moses. I'm going to show you the two of them. Look at, moreover, I'm in verse 15. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against, are you there? Go and tell him his. You know that you should come to a point where which, if you have not come to me and I have not come to you, we are good. I'm going to say that again because, people have what they call false discerning. So as I'm looking at Sister Victoria, she's angry with me. No. If Sister Victoria has not come to you, two of you are good. Because we are teaching it now. Because we expect that if Sister Victoria has something with you, she needs to come and talk to you. Praise God. Praise God. Listen. It's a supernatural. We cannot afford. If I go and tell him now. No. Go and talk to the person. Yeah. You know, sometimes talking to people, your assumption is always clarified.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And sometimes talking to people, your assumption is intensified. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You saw me in Peckham. You moved like you didn't see me. Yes, I didn't see. I saw you. I was not in the mood. Amen. Praise God. And you might hear, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see you. Or you might hear, why should I see you? After what you did to me on Sunday. Matthew 18, verse 15. Moreover, if thy brethren trespass against you, go and tell him. So you must be good with going to tell. The reason is so that we have a fraternity that does not break. Because the moment you are harboring and harboring and harboring and harboring and harboring, it will affect your supply. That's it. It says go, and that's why people always say, in local church, we don't do all those keep it under, one day you just explode. Amen? Look, the local church is not your family house. It's not the way you grew up. Say, in our own home, you offend me, I don't see anything until the day I cannot take it. So you just say, hello, sister. You have slapped the person. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? I have an issue with somebody. What do you do? Go and talk to the person. Go. If you will not talk to the person, talk to God. But don't stay neutral. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Chuck, why are you praying? I want someone that is telling you to tell me. Why are you praying? Let me ask the question again. Right? If you have an issue with somebody, go and meet the person. If you cannot go and meet the person, pray. Why are you praying? Come on. Why are you praying? You can miss it. It's church. No. Why? See, listen to the instruction. If you have a fault with a person, go and tell them. If you cannot tell them, pray. Why are you praying? So that you can have it. That's a proof I married right. Amen. Amen. So that you can be bold to go. If you are not bold to go, so that you can stay there and sort it out with the Lord. It's one of those two. Amen. So I have an issue. It's the same thing in marriage. 4 days, 8 days, 9 days, 10 days. No. If I have an issue with you, I am supposed to ensure I stay praying. Do you know why? Marriages, friendships, any kind of relationship that we give space for the devil. What happens? Talk to me. What happens? It's any space that we give. So my point is, listen, if I am in with a friend and we are having issues, how many people have friends they've had issues with before?
Oh, yeah.
And you don't even know how you would tell the friend. What should we find you doing?
Pray.
That's the point. Yeah. The praying is that you will know how to. Yeah. Or the boldness to go. But you will not be neutral, not doing anything. I am saying this teaching is not popular. That's why friends break up. That's why things go south with people. You must be doing something spiritual, not neutral, when something that is has infiltrated your normal space. You say, no. Go and tell the person, let me say something to you. When you know the word of God to do, and you're not able to do it, what should you do?
Pray.
Pray. Yep. I've said only one principle here. What do you do? Pray. Amen. Amen. If you know to pray, this is funny, and you are not praying, what should you do?
Pray.
Pray that you are not praying. Amen.
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 Is the second part, when you pray that you are not praying, because it's the same principle. You pray that you are not praying and you are not still praying, even though you have prayed to pray. Then you tell your brother. Are you getting it? Church, are you getting it? It's a principle. What do you do when things are tough? The Bible say,
pray.
As you pray, is principle about how we live. As you pray and it looks like you're being overwhelmed, you tell. Principle around things. Why? We're a supernatural family. The only thing that will hit the church that will be a big deal is when the church turns on each other. Nothing else. Nothing else can sink the church. Nothing. Amen. Look at it. It says, listen to it. It says, go to him and tell him his fault between thee and him. Why thee and him alone? There's a tendency that when you tell Sister Brother Victory about what Sister Diola has done to Sister Victory, Brother Victory now sees Sister Diola in a particular light. Yeah. Amen. And you have not gone to tell Sister Diola about the situation. So Sister Diola is now in, you know, Victory, because she will talk with passion. See, look at, because their names is similar. Victory, Victoria. So you'll be on her side. Amen. See what she did. He will say, you don't mean it. And she was, tell me more. And at the end of the day, he has a mind. And guess what? Because we have to be practical. What should brother, haven't been in this meeting, what should Brother Victory do? Haven't heard that Sister Victoria is actually in a place of pain based on what Sister Diola has done. You can't miss me. Okay, what can we do? Brilliant. So they are not wrong. It's Sister Victoria. She can be wrong. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Someone carried the baby for 9 months and gave birth. And you want me to say she's wrong? She's not wrong. Amen. If it's easy, go and try it. Amen. Praise God. So the point is, you have been told, Brother Victory, I am pained about what Sister Diola has done to me. What will Brother Victory first say? Let us pray. After prayer, let us go and meet Sister Diola. He will be a good disciple. While they are praying, I'm giving you practical. Sister Victoria can say, as we were praying, you know, God just told me something about what really happened. And it's not what I thought. Forget about it. And you forget about it, and it's all good. But after prayer, how are you doing? Ah, Sister Diola, we are entering the same trouble. You say, let us go. Amen? Amen? Is it practical for you? Let us go. And we now let's continue. So you get it. So the Bible says we are in verse 16. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more. Take with thee one or two more, that at the mouth of two or three, a word may be. So what should Sister, if she wanted to be aptly scriptural, it's not that she's wrong, but what would Sister Victoria do actually? She gets Brother Victory and then maybe gets who? Sister Simi. So they will pray. As they pray, Sister Victoria says, no, I'm not okay. They go. Two of them. And when they go, haven't heard it, Sister Brother Victory and Sister Simi would then speak. How many people know that when you're angry, you can mistalk? So you allow them to speak or help you in the delivering of the message so that you don't say something that will forget what happened and we are not apologizing for what you said. Amen. But let me say something again. If you prayed well before going, you will talk right. Amen.
Amen.
Try it. It's not easy, but it's scriptural, so you can do it. Yeah. Amen. What I'm saying is that you want to, they said there is a meeting where which they said we are going to show ourselves trouble. You two said, I will deal with you. And you're going for the meeting. Now go and pray. Then go. You realize that the person says, as the person is being very vivid, you'll be like, oh, it's well. That's not really what happened. But if you did not pray and you go, I will show you who I am. No, no, no. You, if you knew who you are talking to, they will not be holding Deacon Sadiq. A ordinated Deacon that everybody came to the meeting. They're now holding, no, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that. You were ordained January. You were ordained January. It's only 1 year. No, leave ordination. Leave it. He didn't pray. Praise God. Can I go deeper? You know, as a church, we must be able to pick that Deacon Sadiq is not in a good place. That we pray. So, guess what? They didn't tell. Okay, let's use the normal. We should be able to pick that Sister Victoria is not happy. As a church. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, Sister Victoria is talking to Sister Simi and Brother Victory to go about to deal with Sister Diola. But the church has picked it and the church is praying. In that the church is praying and they are praying. I can assure you, I'm talking supernatural. When Sister Victoria gets towards Sister Diola, when she wants to talk, her countenance will be altered. I'm telling you how this whole thing connects. So you say, what the church? Church is just one of those. Yeah, it's just my Sunday tick. No, it's serious business. Praise God. Church, praise God. Okay, let's come. He says, that's why you take two or three witnesses. He now says, if we get to Sister Diola, and we even thought we were looking at a believer, but this is a carnal believer. He says, if you go there after we have prayed, Sister Simi has prayed. Brother has prayed and nothing is happening. Are we to leave it there? So, sister, I'm telling you, whose matter is it? Sister Victoria. Who is now involved? Brother Victory and Sister Simi. Now they went to Sister Diola. Sister Diola said, no. You know what she did? And they are trying to. So they have been arguing for 4 hours. They have not been able to do it. Brother Victory says, you know what? I need to leave. When they leave, what should they do next? Listen, they go back to pray, and in prayer, they now take the next step of going to meet the next level of leadership. Who is ensuring that that happens? Brother Victory and Sister Simi. Praise God. Why? Because Sister Victoria can say, it is what it is. She's not about to say sorry. Let's forget about it. So they will now be eyeing each other in the local church. So because you are brethren, it's now your matter. I'm going to show you this next week where which God will look at you. God will judge a man for another man's matter because of the inaction of the man. Because your inaction ensures that Sister Victoria and Sister Diola are still in malice. Are you getting how the local church works? So now, Sister Simi will have to talk to Brother Victory and say, there is a matter on hand. This matter is not sorted out. We cannot leave. And listen, Sister Simi and Brother Victory are not permitted to take sides. Amen.
Yes.
Why? The two people fighting are their brethren. There's nothing like, I just prefer Sister Victoria. You know, Sister Victoria does natural. And Sister Diola always wears a wig. I just prefer. No. They are both your. No preferential. So they will go together and say, who is the next level of leadership? Sister Simi and Brother Victory will now plan to ensure they get a call through to Brother Sadiq. Brother Sadiq must not be unavailable. Amen.
Amen.
Say local church.
Local.
Say local church.
Local.
If they have been trying, Brother Sadiq, they are trying. Say, call me next week. I'm in a scheduled meeting. Call me in 4 days. Call me in 5 days. By the time they are calling and calling and calling, Sister Victoria has met Sister Diola at Peckham bus stop. They are now fighting.
Yeah.
Who, you know, if people say, hey, it's so graphic. No, they know in our real day, they will not really fight. But they will carry poisons in their heart called malice offense that affects our coordination. And a little leaving at the lump. meaning a little entrance of evil brings evil in. Are you getting what I'm saying? So listen, that is why when you are ordained or you are a leader or you're a cell leader, it is responsibility. So the people, while everybody is committed to one another, at your level, your commitment to the saints is higher. So when they say there is a matter, the leader must be available. Amen. Amen. We thank God for the honor and the love that we show to leaders that are available. But can I humble you? It's their job. Amen. Do you hear what I just said? We thank God for men of God that minister gospel. We thank God for men of God that labor. At the end of the day, the truth about it is that it is their
job.
It is their. So when you want to ordain, you just look, no, I cannot be ordained. Me that you can be having issue. I'm having my own issue, and until my own issue is sorted, I cannot have time for your own issue. You'll be like, Pastor, I know you've seen me because when we come to church on Sunday, I'm always laughing. I'm not really normal like that. I don't deserve this. Yeah? You have that kind of conversation. I can't do this now. So we will identify you as an individual that needs spiritual growth. So we'll get more people on your matter to ensure that you grow. Are you getting out of all these things in work? Everything is important. Every segment. You know, as little as cells in your body, if anyone goes wonky, there's a problem. Yeah. Amen? Church, amen.
Amen.
Yeah, okay. We're about to round up now. Look at it. It now says, verse 17, if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it to the, we're in verse 17, tell it to the, tell it to the, that's now talking about leadership. He now says, but if Sister Diola does not hear the church, now that is a sin. Amen. He said, if she will not hear the church, how do you treat her? It's in your Bible. Let it be unto thee as an. Oh, are we there? I'm not the one that said it. Verse 17. As an hidden man or a pop. This is not. So you are behaving with, as one that is reprobate. Amen. Where did them? I'm actually trying to tell you. So I'm saying to you, you do business. Now let me say this. If you do business with people in the local church, and so ensure you sign contract and all of that. But if you did not, and the business goes south, where should you take the matter to? Train believers. I'm not against the law court. As you can see, we have someone that is. In fact, I'm not against. My wife is a lawyer. It's not a matter of a. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. University of Westminster, I'm proud. BLL something law.
Wow.
Yeah. We did. I'll put my own. We did the courses together to ensure that she graduates with fine colors. But she's a lawyer, so I'm not against the law. But for the local church, what do we say? When it comes to the local church and the saints in the local church, who administrates their matter? The leadership in the church. Two believers have, because they say, sir, this is quite easy. No, it can be really troublesome. You went into a deal of $4 billion with a saint. The man now said, I don't know where your money is. Ah. That's why revelation must... I know I'm talking about. Revelation must be at the fulcrum of what you do. Because when it's easy, I can do it. Then, you may now be in a local church where Deacon Sadiq is head of interesting matters. That's his department. So they bring you to... this is important. They bring you to Brother Sadiq and maybe another person. $4 billion. Then Brother Sadiq looks at you and says, can we pray? Say your matter. Say your matter. Sister Diola, leave the $4 billion with him. That's why I'm using difficult words. The Bible says... Okay. All right. That is why, see, the local church must, you see, you are choosing local church, you are choosing destiny. You must, that's why the carnality among saints in your local church must push you. Oh, why do you think we pray? We just finished 7-hour prayer. You think myself, Miss B, Brother Toby, we are bored. We are praying that because we are praying that everybody is supplying. We are praying that people's eyes of understanding is enlightened. Because what the gravity of what is put on everyone independently, individually, collectively is so big. I am telling you, the Bible says if you're in the local church and the Kisodik has been ordained and he's the head of the department and he says leave the 4 billion, if you go to court, you are carnal. I know it doesn't sound scriptural, but it is. I know it sounds difficult. That is why when we say local church, doesn't say, no. I'm saying, let me show you so that we can conclude. Where did Jesus get this matter from? Yeah, you can come and play because the way people are looking at me, they say, Pastor, you are joking. It's good though if it's about a shoe. Say, leave the shoe for him. That's all fine. You're talking about, that's my own investment. Eh? You're the one in the local church. So you pick your local church. That's a, you don't just enter church anyhow. You pray. You must know where you're supposed to be. Because God is not loose. He has you in mind. You pray, you are sure, you are convicted, then you go. So you are submitting yourself under the different cadres of leadership. Praise God. You know, if I say everybody, squat now. You have to do it. If you don't, if I show you from scriptures, let me put balance. If I show you from scripture and I say squat now, you should squat. If you don't, God will say that you are. So you should be sure. And say, we just entered this local church. It's like these people, their head is not okay. Let's be going. You'll be doing God's word. Amen. People are not really enjoying this one. I'm not hearing glory and all of that. So let's just conclude because it looks like this one is too... Amen. It looks like this one is too hard. Are we ready for Deuteronomy? We'll look at Deuteronomy 17. We'll look at 1 Corinthians and then we go. Are you there? Okay, I'm going to read for you in NLT so that you don't miss it at all. I want you to look at verse 8. All of this is just to show you the family we are from. How we resolve issues. Look at verse 8. Suppose a case arises in the local court that is too hard for you to decide. Now, I'm telling you where Jesus picks this information that he now explains to us in Matthew. Are we together? It seems like people have left me the moment I said 4 billion. Are we together? Look at verse 8. It says, for instance, whether someone is guilty of murder, only of manslaughter, or a difficult lawsuit, or a case involving different kinds of assault, take such legal cases to the place the Lord your God will choose and present them to the Levitical priests or the judge on duty at that time. Listen, so it's not where you don't look at in the local church. I know the rota. Sister, Deacon Sodik is not. That Deacon Sodik will be a hard man. So we're not going to go when Deacon Sodik is the one. Let's go when his sister Tammy. She looks softer. She can say the 4 billion is mine. No, you go and go and meet the people and you subject yourself to what they say. Look at it there. He says, take short legal cases to the place the Lord your God will choose and present them to the Levitical priest or the judge at the time. They will hear the case and declare the verdict. You must carry, are you investing? Yes. You must carry out the verdict they announce and the sentence they prescribe at the place the Lord chooses. You must do what they say. After that, they have interpreted the law and declared their verdict. The sentence they impose must be fully executed. Do not modify it in any way. We're talking about local church. Let's see how Paul says the same thing. 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. Say, you are my brother. Love leads us in all that we do. Look at verse 1. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 1. I always tell people, the old, the new, they're saying the same thing. It's just clarification that is needed. When one of you has a dispute with another believer, how dare you file a lawsuit and ask a secular court to decide the matter instead of taking it to other church? Other, where do you find other believers? Praise God. Church, now let me say something to you. If a believer takes you to court, go. Amen. That's, if you don't go, you'll be incompetent of court. But that you are now being trained. There are two believers have issues. Why do we not take our issues to the world? Number one, they are not like us. Number two, so it means they don't walk with our wisdom. Because we, how many people know that we are ambassadors? We are not of this world. So they don't walk with our wisdom. Praise God. And number three, we should not be taking our matters to people we should be evangelizing to. Amen. Church, amen. Imagine, Sister Diola and Brother Tosi have an issue. And they go before Judge Judy. Amen. And then next week, we see there's evangelism. We see George Judy shopping at Tesco. You know, I say Jesus is Lord. Someone else, I was settling your matter last week. Are you getting the point? That's why I said it is, we don't do it. Praise God. Church, praise God. Let's conclude tonight. Let's go. Are you still here? Just 3 more minutes to go. Amen. Praise God. He said, don't you realize that someday you will judge? I want you to buy in verse 2. I want you to see for yourself. In NLT, I want you to see there. I want you to see that. He says, do you not know that one day, let me tell you the way it is. Right? Imagine Sister Tammy and Sister Diola have an issue. And instead of going to meet Deacon Sonic to sort it out, they go to Carissa. That's how it is. When two believers have issues and they take it to the world. Are you hearing it? Are you hearing it? Amen. Amen. Church, amen. So, at the moment, Carissa should not be involved with settling matters of her aunties. Amen. She's not equipped to. So the secular world is actually not equipped to deal with the believer. So So the believer must be subject and know the local church for what it is. Amen. That is why, listen, who you marry is important. Your friends are important. It's not just who you marry. Are you hearing the same things? Amen. You have an issue at home. One of the believers who has been trained well says, this issue is something that we should go to the marriage committee. So it's just a bit. He said, no, me? Never. Well, you might be the woman. And you are in God's will by saying that. The man said he's not going. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Let's conclude. Don't you realize, this is it, this is the thing. Don't you realize that one day you will judge? Verse 2. One day you will judge. We are not there yet, but one day, you, tell your neighbor, you will judge the world. That revelation should give you a level of decorum. Have you ever seen a judge fighting outside with their wig? Never. Is part of their, they call it something oath. You never, what is it? A lawyer, that hypocrite, something oath. There are things, okay, let me continue. There are things we just don't do. We just don't do because the lawyers don't do it. They call themselves learned colleagues. They don't do it because they see themselves as different. Their brother, their sister, can I tell you that you're different? We're different in how we judge matters. We're different in how we live, how we deal. Amen. Don't you realize that someday you will judge the world? And since you are going to judge the world, can't you decide even these little things among your? The Bible says everything that will happen to the believer on his journey on the earth. What did he call it? Little thing. So the 4 billion naira matter, or the 4 billion pounds matter that we're just talking about, I say, how does the Bible describe a 4 billion matter? Because it's a little thing. Where does a believer start when an issue arises? This is a little thing. Amen. You see, this principle is the same even when you want to minister to the sick and the person says, no, it's HIV, it's this. You say, it is a little thing. Because for us, everything is a little thing before the Lord. Amen. Church, amen. It says, brother. So you must not say, this issue, nobody can. He said, you start believer the way we talk. He said, I can never. This is irreconcilable. Because before you go there, it's a little thing. It's a little thing. They may be beating you. We will still come. Local church. You know, it's local church that should come and carry a woman's load from the house if they are beating her. It's local church because it is first life before marriage. So, we are not saying woman will not take you back after we have dealt with the brother. And we can analyze the brother and say, this one is a reputable beater. We can't take you back there. You know, all of this is in the ambit of love. It's not that, do you support divorce? Do you support separation? We start off as a little thing, but they are beating our sister. So that this little thing stays a little thing, we go and take her to keep her. How many people know that she has to do the work of ministry? And if they are beating her, she cannot speak tongues and interpret. Amen. Tongue and interpretation with black eye. She won't even come to the local church. Amen. I am showing you how what looks like everyday life is connected. You will judge the world. It even goes deeper. I don't know how you will take it, but see me one day, you will judge angels. I don't know how you will take it. So you must talk to yourself with a level of esteem. I can't be shouting like this now. I can't be taking my matters to worldly people. One day, I don't know, but one day, say I'm a believer. Say one day I will judge. I cannot be doing like this. Because the revelation of what the Corinthians will do is what they use to correct their misbehavior. How can you go to a secular court? Why? The local church is the supreme court of the saints. You see it as so. Because we know one day, these people are really unbelievers. So they need to get the gospel. The gospel is the wisdom of God. If they don't have it, they cannot deal with your matter. Because there are many things a believer thinks about in dealing with matters among the saints. Say, I'm a believer. I'm a member of a local church where I supply, where I'm submitted, where I serve. Come on, where I supply, where I'm submitted, where I serve, is the wisdom of God. Rise upon your feet today.